In the late 1920s, composer Kurt Weill and actress Lotte Lenya were Berlin's artistic power couple after the popular success of such shows as the Threepenny Opera. But within a few years, as Hitler rose to power, the two had to flee from Germany and reinvent their lives and careers in America. Weill and Lenya's complex relationship is at the center of a new musical, Love Music, which opens this week on Broadway. Jeff London reports.
Speak low when you speak love. How summer day with us away too soon.
As Kurt Weill wrote his music, he heard Lotte Lenya singing it.
Our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart too soon.
But in many respects, they were a most unlikely couple. He was the button-down musical prodigy from a German-Jewish family whose father was a cantor. She was the free-spirited actress from an Austrian Roman Catholic family, a victim of child abuse who'd been a teenage prostitute. And yet, when Kurt Weill and Lotte Lenya met, each found a soulmate, says music historian Kim Kowalki.
I like to say that Weill gave music to Lenya's voice and she gave voice to his music. And through all the affairs and all the times separated, the one thing that seemed to keep them together was, yes, their affection for each other, but it seemed also to be Weill's music.
Kowalki co-edited a volume of letters between Weill and Lenya called Speak Low, which chronicled the ups and downs of their relationship. Legendary Broadway director Hal Prince, whose credits include Sweeney Todd and Cabaret, among others, read the book and saw a show in it.
The minute I read it, I sent it to Alfred.
Alfred is Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Alfred Urey. He says the task of dramatizing Weill and Lenya's life story was intimidating.
When I was given the book of letters, the next day, a huge big package of CDs came from the Kurt Weill Foundation to sort of further intimidate me, and I listened to those CDs for months, while I was reading the book, and gradually it began to find its way into my head how to do it.
Wouldn't you like to be on Broadway and go dancing at the Zanzibar?
Urey and Prince have worked on Love Music for the past 4 years, creating not so much a traditional musical, but a play with music. A lot of music. Michael Cerveris plays the composer.
The distinctive personal voice that you hear when you listen to his music, I think, made me feel that that was the way to sort of find the soul of the man.
Both Cerveris and his co-star Donna Murphy, who plays Lenya, did a lot of research preparing for their roles. Murphy's dressing room is filled with CDs and books.
With Lenya, you feel an obligation to honor who she was, but from the beginning, Hal said to me that he wasn't looking for a reproduction, you know, or an imitation. He was looking for an essence.
Surabaya, Johnny. No one's meaner than you.
Love Music spans a period of over 25 years, from Lenya and Weill's first meeting as little-known artists, to their triumphs in Europe and America, to Weill's untimely death of a heart attack at age 50. They had an open marriage with its own dynamic, says playwright Alfred Urey.
I think they loved each other almost from the first day, and they really never stopped. And many obstacles were in their path. Her own sleeping with a lot of guys and his commitment to his work, he always said his music came first. But they loved each other and they needed each other and they managed to stay together.
The sound of your voice is a very force of nature. It caresses me like music.
Love Music also explores another key and complicated relationship in Weill's life with German poet and playwright Bertolt Brecht. The two had a brief but important collaboration in the late 1920s and early 30s, writing several shows, including the Threepenny Opera.
Und der Heimisch, der hat Zähne,
Historian Kim Kowalki says at the beginning, the Marxist playwright and the left-leaning composer got along.
Brecht gave Weill the contemporary language, the poetry he needed, and on the other hand, Weill's music gave Brecht's poetry and plays a way to access an audience without the audience feeling like they were being hit over the head. It sort of sugar-coated the message.
But Brecht's ego and politics eventually caused the two to go their separate ways. Still, Brecht's subject matter resonated with the composer. Here's Kurt Weill from a radio broadcast in 1949, a few months before his death.
I am not conscious of it when I actually write music, but looking back on many of my compositions, I find that I seem to have a very strong reaction in the awareness of the suffering of underprivileged people, of the oppressed, the persecuted.
And then one time inside I felt a little stir.
It looked like soon I might be taking care of her.
Did you suppose that it was all my private plan? You left me flat.
Well, I just ain't a family man.
When Weill had to flee Nazi persecution, he ended up in New York City, where he found success on Broadway, writing hit shows like Lady in the Dark. Some critics thought they heard a change in Weill's American music, but playwright Alfred Urey says Lottie Lenya disagreed.
She said there was no American Weill and German Weill, it was just Weill. And if you listen to those melodies, that's coming out of the same man. And he was incredibly prolific, and he had wonderful, huge palate.
And these few vintage years I'd spend with you.
Kurt Weill's rich musical palette and his passionate relationship with Lottie Lenya will both be on display when Love Music opens on Broadway this Thursday evening. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can hear Lenya and Weill sing his song Speak Low and hear Lenya reminisce about their first meeting at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm Lynn Neary.